AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden is to soon kick off a more aggressive coronavirus campaign ahead of the winter. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Mirghani reports that includes a shift in emphasis to get already vaccinated people to get the booster shot.
Officials believe convincing the 100 million eligible Americans who have not yet been boosted to get another shot will be far easier than the push to vaccinate the roughly 43 million adults who have not received a single shot. The administration believes widespread boosting will be the most effective step in fighting the virus this winter.
An Ohio sheriff's deputy is charged with murder and last December's shooting death of a black man. AP's Jennifer King has this.
Jason Meade, the now retired Franklin County Sheriff's deputy who fatally shot Casey Goodson Jr., has turned himself into law enforcement after being indicted by a grand jury and charged with murder and reckless homicide. Meade was finishing up work with a fugitive task force in Columbus. Meade's attorney says Goodson was gesturing with a gun as he drove and that the former deputy acted within his lawful duties. Relatives say Goodson was holding a sandwich, not a gun, as he was trying to unlock the door to his grandmother's house. An autopsy found Goodson was shot a total of 6 times, once in the buttocks and 5 times in the back. Within hours of the announcement, Goodson's family filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against Meade and Franklin County.
Casey was doing the right thing and was wrongfully executed.
Goodson's mother, Tamala Payne, says she's overwhelmed by joy after a year of fighting for charges in a case where there were no body cameras and no witnesses. I'm Jennifer King.
Number of people applying for unemployment benefits rose last week, even as the job market continues its rebound from last year's coronavirus recession. The claims climbed by 28,000 to 222,000 from the previous week's 52-year low of 194,000. OPEC and its allied oil-producing countries decide to maintain the plan for modest monthly oil production increases. This is AP News. In a promotional video for an exclusive interview with ABC News' George Stephanopoulos, actor Alec Baldwin is asked about his handling of a firearm that killed cinematographer Halna Hutchins and wounded the film's director on the set of his movie Rust.
It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So no. You never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never.
What did you think happened?
Someone put a live bullet in a gun, a bullet that wasn't even supposed to be on the property.
Lisa Turaco, the lawyer for assistant director David Halls, who handed the gun to Baldwin, tells ABC her client has always said Baldwin never pulled the trigger. Investigators have described some complacency in how weapons were handled on the set. They add it's too soon to determine whether charges will be filed amid all the civil lawsuits in the fatal shooting. On Wall Street, Dow is up more than 600 points, and NASDAQ has gained 90. S&P is up 66. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.